And he announced this weekend that he is starting a new political party. Does that worry the Trump administration?
The principles of Doge were very popular. I think if you looked at the polling, Elon was not. So I believe that the boards of directors at his various companies wanted him to come back and run those companies, which he is better at than anyone. So I imagine that those board of directors did not like this announcement yesterday and will be encouraging him to focus on his business activities, not his political activities.
We have a lot of great results, so it's great to have you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I want to express the appreciation and admiration not only of all Israelis, but of the Jewish people and many, many admirers around the world for your leadership of the free world, your leadership of a just cause, and the pursuit of peace and security, which you are leading in many lands, but now especially in the Middle East. We have great opportunities. The president has an extraordinary team, and I think our teams together make an extraordinary combination to meet challenges and seize opportunities. But the president has already realized great opportunities. He forged the Abraham Accords. He's forging peace as we speak in one country and one region after the other. So I want to present to you, Mr. President, the letter I sent to the Nobel Prize Committee. It's nominating you for the Peace Prize, which is well-deserved, and you should get it.
Thank you very much. This I didn't know. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Coming from you in particular, this is very meaningful. Thank you very much, Bibi.
Thank you. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you. It's a great honor.
Caroline. Okay, so the FBI looks at the circumstances surrounding the death of Jeffrey Epstein. According to the report, this systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. So what happened to the Epstein client list that the Attorney General said she had on her desk?
Well, I think if you go back and look at what the Attorney General said in that interview, which was on your network on Fox News.
I've got the quote.
Go ahead.
John Roberts said, DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen? And she said, it's sitting on my desk right now to review.
Yes, she was saying the entirety of all of the paperwork, all of the paper in relation to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. That's what the Attorney General was referring to, and I'll let her speak for that. But again, when it comes to the FBI and the Department of Justice, they are more than committed to ensuring that bad people are put behind bars.
He did work for an intelligence agency, so could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the
set? Yeah, sure.
If hey, Pam, could I just interrupt for
sure.
a second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here with another episode of Scriptures and Wall Street. I hope you're doing well. If you haven't, please go to the Rumble channel and type in Scriptures and Wall Street. Give us a like and a follow so we can monetize this show. We've been doing this for a long time, and I'm just honored to be here every single week giving you my two cents of what's happening in the marketplace and obviously some charts and a little bit of some scriptures, right? Doesn't hurt anybody. Speaking of scriptures, speaking of the confusion, look, we got the P. Diddy list. We have Epstein list, wars, just so much confusion. Just, man, I get calls all the time. Carlos, what do you think about... What do you think about crypto? What's happening in the crypto space? All these people are buying out BlackRock's buying out Bitcoins, and there's just so much stuff that is happening. And it is the mindset of having fear. Like that's what fear does when you're not confident in your own plan. Fear will literally rot you from inside. and it's false evidence appearing real. But false evidence appearing real. And how this actually correlates to the trading cycle. We've spoken about the trading cycle, and I could pull that up here. So I really like this. So when we have the fear, I want to bring up this cycle of market emotions, because this is so important. Because I could care less about P. Diddy, the tariffs, the all this junk that's going on. Unfortunately, my heart goes out to our victims in Texas. We're going to say a special prayer for them. But look, we have optimism, excitement, thrill, euphoria, anxiety, denial, fear, desperation, panic, capitulation, despondency, depression, hope, relief, and optimism. And it just starts all over again. So the point of maximum financial risk, you're euphoric and you have this anxiety because it goes down. But also when it really, really goes down, typically crypto, you see this a lot in crypto, it's like point of the maximum financial opportunity. So when you're feeling this crappy, defeated feeling, that's when you invest. That's when you actually need to be investing. And point of the maximum financial risk, like, holy cow, this is a great number. My portfolio went to $300,000 to $1.1 million. Let's take some off the table. You will never be upset about locking in your profit, ever, said no one ever. Now, for a trading strategy, this is a great strategy to just take half off and leave the runner runs. When it comes to retirement and green money, we don't have to worry about this because everything is already set. Your gains are going to be locked in annually. And if you do our strategies that we've been preaching, that I don't like talking about it on podcasts, you have to give us a call and we can help you navigate through these strategies that literally can honestly change your whole retirement. So when we have this emotional trading cycle, we have the ability to kind of like lose ourselves and we make decisions. So in this example, we make decisions based on the point of maximum financial risk and we're feeling great, we're beating our chest. That's when we need to sell. Like when you're really, really, really excited, hey, this investment is doing good. In the trading space, when we're trading, this is typically when you should take some off the table. You don't have to take all of it. I love the 50-50 approach. Get your money back. Make 50% of whatever profit you have. If you're day trading, swing trading, option trading, whatever type of trading you're doing, go ahead and take half of it off the table and let the others run. You have a risk-free trade. But something changes when it comes to retirement. Something absolutely changes. It becomes ultra, ultra emotional because now you're basing your whole life. You're basing your assets, your well-being, your survival mode kicks in. Everything kicks in because you are riding this emotional trading cycle because you're in red money. Now, red money has ability to have unlimited losses and unlimited gains, and it creates fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And because you have that, you don't have anybody to talk to. You don't have anybody that understands your language, that speaks your language. And so therefore, the problems happen. You're not confident in your retirement. You've waited too long. You said, hey, don't worry, it's going to come back. Oh, I don't trust this guy. I don't trust the process. Oh, this is different. Like you literally are feeding yourselves evidence on why you don't want to do it to support your belief system, the same belief system that got you to where you're at right now. So if you're not confident, if you aren't sure and without a doubt, pretty much secure, then you have FUD in your life. You have FUD in your retirement. You have FUD in your trading. And this is not a day trading podcast. I'm a retirement planner and I don't day trade clients' accounts. I have guys that do that. But we have to understand that in these markets, when we have a P. Diddy list, when we have an Epstein list, when we have Trump bombing whoever, and the government doesn't even know what to do with illegal immigrants and and the promises are broken as far as we're suspecting mass deportation, and that hasn't happened. We're suspecting declining interest rates. That hasn't happened. We're expecting monetary policy. It's interesting, guys. It's interesting, guys, like how the mindset works when it comes to money. And I just want to just really, really emphasize on this, because if you're a trader, if you're a swing trader, if you're thinking about getting into this, let me tell you something, hard facts. As a trader myself, 50% of your success is psychological. 40% is going to be risk management. And only 10% is a strategy. So once you have that strategy, now you need the mindset. Now you need the risk management. And that's exactly how you succeed trading. Now, I've blown up accounts. I've grown accounts. I still do it personally. I've done it for my friends too. I've done it for a couple of friends. And asking and nothing in return. But obviously, it's different when I'm out in public. I can't do that. I can't work for free, basically. And it's one of those things, guys, that you got to really, really calm yourself down with the bro investing. If you're going to Yahoo Finance, like I always do, you're going to Yahoo Finance and basing your whole retirement and basing your whole outlook on what these knuckleheads are saying, you're going to have some serious issues in your retirement. So, and we'll talk about charts, we'll talk about all this stuff, but hey, let's see what the bro investors are talking about. Like, this is comical. Trump's April tariffs shook markets. He's betting the time this time is different. And then obviously Trump says 50% copper tariff in the works, floats 200% pharma duties. Dow ends lower as a Wall Street makes sense of Trump tariffs move. So here we go. Now, if we look, I don't need to pull the charts up, but I will. You guys will be proud of me. I actually took notes today. I haven't taken notes in like, good gosh, months. But I couldn't memorize this, so I had to. So the S&P 500 today, year-to-date number, guys, is up 5.85. The Dow is up 3.99%, and the NASDAQ is up 5.74%. You've seen the bro investors. You've seen months and days and weeks and even minutes to the point where we don't know if we're in a recession. There's the jobs report, the labor report, the yielding of the curves is inverted. Just all these things, guys, like so much confusion. And that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to operate in confusion. He wants to operate in fear. And so when we have this type of Yahoo Finance bro investing, hey, bro, I like SpaceX. It's going to hit $400 billion. Did you get in on that IPO, bro? Maybe, maybe not. But here's what's interesting is as there's more confusion, which creates controversy, which creates views, that's the only thing these websites, these media care about is views. As they're dying, because more people are listening to podcasts and streaming rather than local news or mass media. That's not a secret. You guys understand that. So let me hit refresh so we know what we're talking about here. We're on the same page. And because of the confusion and the updates, you're going to see more and more advertisements. We got Barron's here. We have Trump stuff. Well, it's not a Trump ad. Wall Street Journal. Let's see here. Oh, I don't know what this is. Kenra Design Spray. Maybe some men's shoes. I'm always looking at men's shoes. So what is this? A high yield checking account, 7%. Oh, my goodness. All right. Oh, yeah. Suncoast Credit Union. High yield checking account. High yield checking account gives you 7 point APY on your first 500 in balances, answering you to raise your recurring deposits to a higher rate. It's the perfect account for financial cushion with no monthly fees. And here's the thing with this, guys, is that credit unions are always going to be backed up by the NCUA, right? So National Credit Union Association. And their claim to fame is that they've never had a bank go belly up. Now, that's a cool claim to fame, and I'm pretty sure that's accurate. I could look it up I'm pretty sure that's accurate. Versus the FDIC, you can look up bank failures through FDIC. And I haven't looked at it recently, but we all know that bank failures were massive in 2023. Sorry, more than 2008. So here we go, guys. Like, a lot of these banks have completely been annihilated in 2008 and 2009. As a matter of fact, 25 bank failures in 2008. In 2009, we had 140. And in 2013, we had 24 bank failures. Now, what is happening with these interest rates is that these banks always lend money to each other. And what happens is that they're not able to make those yields because the interest rates have gone down. And so they don't have the liquidity. The businesses are not able to make deposits. So in 2023, we had 5 bank failures, and they were just massive, massive, because it, you know, we had SVB, we had First Republic Bank. So we had the issues already with the interest rate environment, the Fed not stepping in. So those of you that know, the Fed is actually like an oligarch. The banks are run by the Fed, and the Fed is like a public traded company. What they typically do is they hound up their few big banks and they make money off of each other. And the Fed literally caters to the banks, and the banks are profitable, and they stay profitable because they're paying the Fed. So there is a huge conflict of interest. And so they print money when they need to print money. They ease money when they need to ease money. And a lot of times it's late to the economy, like what it is right now. Like, if we lower interest rates, a lot of people will be better off financially from a cash flow standpoint, even though the outside investor, the foreign investor, will take their bond money from our economy and ship it up somewhere else to get a better yield. So that is the tug of war, so to speak, the push and pull effect that is happening right now, where the Fed sees it more valuable for you to pay higher interest rates on your cars, on your credit cards, on your banks, in the grocery store, sales tax. They're okay with that as they lower inflation down to supposedly 2.5, but it's over 3. And we have this like dilemma. We have this dilemma from the Fed that we don't even know what to believe anymore. So as we navigate that, we go back into that emotional trading cycle again. And that emotional trading cycle literally happens. That emotional trading cycle literally happens when you have too much invested in the red money column. The red money column has unlimited losses and limited gains. Optimism, excitement, thrill, euphoria, anxiety, denial, fear, desperation, panic. You know, you are decapitated feeling, despondency, depression, hope, relief, optimism. And it literally continues to go on and on and on till you get a hold of your emotions. And because you have money and red money, you're questioning, you're literally looking for evidence to back up your belief, which probably is a bad belief. Oh, the economy is going to go to hell in a handbasket. It was the same belief that you had when Biden was in. We had this belief that the dollar was going to crash. We had this belief that the government was not going to be available. We had this belief that we would go to World War III. Lo and behold, Trump gets in and we're at war. He said he was going to stop the Ukrainian war. What ended up happening? You know, I don't want to get too political, but this is what your emotions do. It makes you blind to the real facts. And so all we want to do is just expose, hey, don't be a sheep. Don't believe everything that you see. You got to look at the charts. The charts don't lie. And it may not cater to your feelings. It may not cater to your feelings. So it's one of those things, guys, that we have to get a hold of it, because when you have fear, uncertainty, and doubt in your investments, it really, really just throws everything off. Like, you're not confident. You're irritable, and you're fighting with your wife. You're fighting with your spouse. You're doing all these things, and then you're blaming your advisor. Your advisor this, but you chose your advisor. Whether he's vaccinated or not, you chose him. Whether his allegiance is to Northwestern Mutual, Edward Jones, or UBS, Merrill Lynch. Like, why are you with a big box advisor with a CFP and MICA or RFIP, whatever designation that doesn't mean crap that they actually pay for, when experience is all that matters? Experience, vulnerability, transparency, and aligning your investments with your beliefs. Like, it's really not that hard. You know, I was on a phone with BBB the other day. You guys heard of BBB. And they're a marketing gimmick. They literally are a marketing gimmick. And they said, you know, Mr. Cortez, do you want us, it's about $8,000 to $10,000 to get accredited through the BBB. I said, what? Are you kidding me? Like, you guys don't even have a financial regulation over my industry. He goes, yes, but the consumer doesn't know that. So you want to make money off of me for the misrepresentation of consumer behavior. Like, literally, they're okay with that. So, like, yeah, the BBB is actually a freaking scam. And if your advisor says, oh, we're on a BBB, that's a huge red flag, man. Like, you don't really need the BBB. You don't need a CFP. You don't need all these stupid letters behind your name. What you need is experience and know what you're doing. And I say that confidently because I have no desire to go out and get an MBA in finance and a CFP and wear a tie and all this stuff, because it doesn't work. You're just going to be in red money. And don't get me wrong. I love red money. I love trading it. You guys know I trade. I do it on Scriptures and Wall Street all the time. Ask your advisor. Ask your current advisor. Hey, do you even trade? So why are you giving me advice on my money if you don't even know where the market's going at? If you don't even know what standard deviation is? If you don't even know what alpha is? If you don't know what drawdown is? Like, what is my risk score? They don't even know what that is. Do I have a place where it's guaranteed? Do you have money set aside where it's guaranteed? Ask them that and see what that guarantee is. Hopefully, it's not some income rider in like some variable annuity product that's charging you 4% hidden fees. Because the only thing that you can say the word guarantee is on an insurance contract on green money. And if you want green money, all you got to do is go to greenmoneysolutions.com. We got several options. I got to update it because there's some amazing, amazing products with the QQQs and the S&P and the transition index. The index is down right now. We're going to put that up here shortly. But the cool part is, guys, is that you got to get your homework done so you can go out and play. So till we figure out how much am I okay putting away to secure and having that grow on an annual basis, to never touch it, let it marinate and cook, and then having a pool of money set aside for liquidity and growth and risk taking. I guarantee you that your emotional trading cycle will look a whole less volatile and you'll feel good when the market goes up and down. And that's what my clients experience. They don't like the distractions of the PDD list, the Epstein list, the tariffs, the wars, you know, the interest rates. And that is such a huge distraction to let you be on your toes so that you make dumb decisions so the banks can actually make money off of you. I'm talking about the day traders, the institutional traders that are literally designed to steal from the retail investor based on your emotions, because they know you don't have the training that they do. They know by the big bucks they're standing by, the institutional dollars, that there's just no way that you can even compete with them. And so this is why I say it's 50% mindset, 40% risk management, and 10% trading strategy. And this goes for trading, this goes for retirement, this goes for anything. The psychological order of your money is a huge, huge thing. And unfortunately, we get all these calls of like, everyone that, man, I'm just dissatisfied with my current advisor. He's not doing a good job. He's not doing this. He's not doing that. And the first thing I asked him, hey, so what are your fees right now? I don't even know. They put me in bonds. Okay, cool. All right. What's your standard deviation on that portfolio? And I asked them, I go through the colors of money with them. I explain, hey, there's a bucket here. There's a green money bucket. There's a red money bucket. The red money has unlimited losses, unlimited gains. Typically, it's mutual funds, stocks, bonds, ETFs, crypto, gold, precious metals. Not saying that stuff is bad. You even have a ticker on your home now called Zillow, and there's an index that follows. And you're basing your retirement on the red money. You're basing your retirement on Twitter, on, you know, you're risking everything that has social media risk to it. If that's your retirement plan, God bless you. I think you'll make money long term, but it's literally timing when the market goes down to when you actually securitize it, when you actually get out of the red money bucket, you face retirement. And now you have a seatbelt. You have a floor that you can never go down. And we use this in green money strategies. This is why I've moved $250 million in the past 2 years to green money. And don't get me wrong. I'm a former stockbroker. I know how to trade. I trade personally for a living. It's fun. It's dangerous. I like the risk. But when it comes to retirement, guys, you got to be able to understand your colors of money, yellow, green, red, and get the heck out of red. And the only thing you really need, in my opinion, is yellow and green. You need liquidity and income, and you need a growth bucket that has no risk, your nest egg bucket. You can put a lot of money in green and a little bit in yellow. You can put a lot of money in yellow and a little bit in green, whatever is suitable for you and your needs based on time. And if you don't have money, but you got time, then that's better than actually money. Because 100 grand for me at 40 years old, I'm 42 now, 100 grand for me at 60 years old is worth over $4.2 million just by putting it in green money. I could screw up for the next 20 years. As long as I make it to 20 years, my wife and I are going to be okay. I don't know. Can you say that for yourself? Now, you don't have to wait till 60. You can do it at 55. You can do it at any age. You just got to have green money working for you. And if you don't know what that is, give us a call. All you got to do is CortezWM.com or give us a call 813-448-3446. We're very passionate about educating you about the colors of money. But more importantly, now is such a good time as you are experiencing this emotional trading cycle with your retirement and you're feeling defeated. This is when we need to reallocate. So you can get rid of this emotional trading cycle and give you the ability to have confidence in your retirement, to get rid of the fear, to get rid of the uncertainty, to get rid of the doubt. So this is what we do here at CortezWM.com. And more importantly, I just want to say thank you guys for listening to me for this long. It's been a huge blessing. I don't know if you guys, I don't know how long you've been listening to me, but the calls that I get are so emotional and they're exciting. I just want to say you guys really bless me when I get the opportunity to speak with you guys and you say, man, I already know you and I've never met you. It really does something to me because I started this podcast with no intentions to let it be my number one driver of business. I don't seek fame. I'm just a normal guy that loves the scriptures, that loves my family, that loves to help people, even though I get backstabbed. Even though I get misunderstood, going through something personally that really is bothering me, but this is not the place to share. But yeah, just pray for me if you can. And I just give it all to God. At the end of the day, I give it all to God. And we push forward. We push forward. But what I really want to really drive home is that we're passionate about helping people. I can make millions of dollars just trading and never talking to a client. So when you call us, I literally want to be in a spirit of consultation. Like, my heart really yearns to give you the knowledge that I have basically forcefully, unwillingly know. And that is my true heart, to make an impact. And if we're not making an impact on people, then what are we doing? To fill others, to make others feel significant, is literally one of my massive drivers. I am not money motivated. People in my church, people in my family can actually verify that, and my office. I have told clients to go pound sand. If I didn't even like your tone, because I really don't care about, I do care about money, obviously, but I don't care to bend and people please just to make money. I left that life a long time ago. And yeah, we have a waiting list. Yeah, there, I am 100% virtual. Yes, I don't reach out to clients. Clients reach out to me when they have a problem. And if you're okay with that, then let's do business. It's good. But when we have our colors in order, there's no need for market updates. There's no need to constantly check your account and wake up like a baby every 2 or 3 hours and check your accounts. There's no need, because we've done our homework. We have everything pretty much scalable to the fact that you can literally enjoy your retirement. And it's illegal for me to give client testimonials, but I would have thousands here just get on this podcast and say how they're enjoying their retirement. With the ability to honor the cross, to honor your values, to honor pretty much everything outside of red money that you probably don't even know. So if you're interested, give us a call. We want to help you. We're very passionate about literally just changing and transforming your whole portfolio so that you can have a retirement that lasts. And if that's you, give us a call, 813-448-3446. Wanted to share some photos of my 4th of July. So I've been keeping this under wraps for a while, but my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, my in-laws, basically didn't have a place to stay last year. They were renting an apartment on fixed income. And I decided to buy them a home, just a little home, and have the ability to literally bless them with a home. And this month, or 4th of July weekend, is when I basically let the cat out of the bag and told them, hey, I bought you this. And they didn't have a home. They're living in with my brother-in-law. And they've been there for about 6 months. And recently, my mother-in-law had a heart attack and had an emergency stent. And thank God she's fine. So we waited. We waited to actually tell them. And during this time, I was renovating this older condo, something very small and simple in a golf community. And near our home, of course, selfishly speaking. And their face, guys. It was just powerful. The blessings. Because when you don't even know the road is ending for you, but your faith is in the blood of Jesus. He just blesses you. I don't know how to explain it. I really don't. But they're so appreciative. And it's why I want to give to, not because they're just my in-laws, because they're just beautiful, humble people. And if God has blessed me with the financial resources to be a giver, it is our job. It is our job to make an impact. It's our job to be significant. And for those of you that are sitting on millions of dollars, you haven't helped your brother, you haven't helped your family, you haven't helped your church. What are you doing, dude? What are you doing? So I'm not saying this to brag, and I feel really awkward talking about it, but my life is a glass house, whatever you want to call it, and I always want to share what's on my heart. And it was just a beautiful thing. Here's some pictures of the little condo I bought them. And what's really neat is I actually took them furniture shopping. And that was a terrible mistake because it took them 8 hours to pick like it was a two-bedroom condo. It took them 8 hours to furnish the two-bedroom condo because they have two porches now, front and back, a living room, a kitchen, and two bedrooms, right? And I'm just blessed. I'm just blessed that I'm able to financially do this for them. And it's because of you. It's because of this podcast. It's because of God's grace. It's because of Malachi 3. It's because of the work my father and my grandmother have done. It's because of the bloodline, a bloodline that acknowledges Jesus regardless of anything, no matter where you're at in life. It is a bloodline, the generational blessings that we have a right to. God wants to give us the desires of our heart. And I'm not this Christian, guys, that wants to dump the Bible. I want to live my life so you understand that my higher calling is a person, is a Jew, and he's a Jewish carpenter, and his name is Jesus Christ. And if you haven't invited him into your heart, man, oh man, have you been missing out in life? Have you been missing out on conviction and Holy Spirit and blessings and knowledge? And if that's you, simply just say, God, I am a sinner. I need you, Jesus, in my life. I desire to walk with you because I'm a sinner and I can't live this life without you. And I do not want to go to hell. I want to be in heaven with you forever, worshiping you. Forgive me and come into my heart forever, Lord. That's all you got to say and actually mean it. And it's the most beautiful thing, guys, because everybody asks me, hey, how'd you make it into podcasts? How'd you make it into business? How'd you make it with the family? How'd you make it in the home? How'd you make it with the income that you have? How'd you make it? Like, how are you losing weight? How are you getting these things? And there's no secret. It literally is seeking God's face. It is literally turning from our wicked ways, repenting, whatever that looks like. And God will give you the desires of your heart. So it's my prayer, guys, that that you continue to watch this, whether it's money related, spiritual related, or you just want to know about my family or what I'm doing, whatever the aim is, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for following this channel. I don't make a ton of money off of this podcast. I actually pay a ton of money to do it, and I do it because I want to be the salt and light. I want to do big things for the kingdom. My investments are truly, truly in heaven, and they will never, ever fail. And instead of green money, God has gold money, right? Starts with the streets of gold. So those deposits are internal, and I want to be a billionaire up there. So anyways, I love you guys, and I hope you enjoyed the little photos of my humble family. And hey, man, check out good Sally's looking. I took her to her favorite restaurant, and I love you. And I just acknowledge that you are a true woman of God, and you stood by me from the jump, and I love you. I don't say that enough. We've been attacked recently, and I love you. Well, guys, I'm out of here, and we will be back here on this weekend.